Welcome aboard to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop is a show for crate digging and deep listening, hunting through the cultural castaways, bringing forgotten music back into our consciousness. So many radio stations play the same types of music over and over with no variety. It's time to free the airwaves from the tedium of tyranny. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being adventurous, and thank you for supporting non-commercial radio, homemade radio, DIY radio, the spirit of radio, wherever you may find it. I've got a featured album today, and we're going to play some tracks from that in a little bit. It is by Bill Quick from his album Maravillosa Gente. But first, we're gonna cruise into some tunes, starting off with Dorothy Ashby and Afro Harping. Thank you. very scarce 45 from back in the day. That is the Blue Hand Gang with a cover of the Shocking Pinks. Or is it Shocking Blue? Oh, I'm Your Venus. And a lot of people back in the day misheard those lyrics. I'm Your Venus. I'm Your Fire at Your Desire. Great, great song. Well, this is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. This week, we lost an incredible, incredible human being who was a pioneer in radio back in the day. We're going to hear a report about the loss of Norman Corwin from the University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism.
Norman Corwin is often called the poet laureate of radio. He died in his home last night at the age of 101 of natural causes. Many say his legacy lives on.
The Superman of tomorrow lies dead at the feet of you common men of this afternoon.
When radio was king, that kingdom belonged to Norman Corwin.
Take a bow, G.I. Take a bow, little guy.
Corwin wrote On the Note of Triumph, an hour-long epic poem on World War II. It's considered by many to be the best radio program ever heard. 60 million Americans tuned in.
He was a giant. In the days of radio when there was no television yet, Norman Corwin was the most important writer of that era.
Corwin got his start in journalism at the age of 17, and in his life would touch all forms of media. He became known for his writing, rich, multisyllabic, and closer to poetry than prose.
There was something about the language that he used that was really exceptional. It could be whimsical, it could be brilliant, it could be philosophical.
He was a writer, director, and producer at CBS in its golden age, but he also wrote plays, television dramas, motion pictures, and operas.
For 40 years, he really dominated the way America talked to itself in public. And the only people he can be compared with are Walter Cronkite and Franklin Roosevelt.
Corwin taught radio at the Annenberg School for more than three decades, until just 3 years ago. And his loss is felt by the school. In a statement, Annenberg Dean Ernest Wilson III said, quote, "His insightful, inspiring body of work has been absorbed into the American consciousness. He gave us the benefit of his knowledge, wit, and keen observations through many decades. And he was a literary treasure." Faculty who knew him gathered today to pay tribute.
He was a gentleman. He was from a different time.
And some students viewed his documentary in classes today.
I was actually really disappointed, or really, I guess, moved to hear that he had just passed away yesterday. I feel like he was definitely a great legend.
It's in these students that perhaps his legacy lives on.
Be kind to yourself. Respect your talent. Empires go down. But art remains.
Near the end of his life, Corwin worried his empire would be forgotten as radio gave way to television.
I feel that my message, if it can be dignified by that term, has been lost, been forgotten.
Students who knew him disagree.
Absolutely. I think Annenberg, USC, I think radio and just media in general would miss him dearly.
Corwin was also known for his sense of humor. He wrote his own obituary for publication. It begins, Norman Corwin died last night at the age of 26 by the hands of a jealous husband. Corwin is survived by his two children. He was 101 years old.
Rest in peace, Norman Corwin. Radio as we know it would not be what it is now without his contributions and his poetic vision back in the 20th century. Well, on the Radio Thrift Shop, the past few weeks I've been playing tracks by Gordon Peterson, who recorded under the name of Indio. His one and only CD was released in 1989 on A&M Records. Here's a tune called My Eyes.
When I wake, I wake soon. all your global travels, you're gone again, no time to spend talking to me. We made it work with a whole lot there, we lost the edge to catch the weary eye, and all the colors blend to one like your oldest son, and you're the only one to have begun. You're standing at the sink, make up more. If you take your Bible out, complete the picture since time began.
Greg Murray from the UK, and the title track of his EP, The Edge, which was released on Bus Stop Records back in 2002. Right now, I'd like to focus on my featured album of the day, and I believe that we will also be playing tracks from this on the next edition of Radio Thrift Shop. The musician is Guillermo Enrique Ruiz Quick, also known as Bill Quick. He recorded an album in 1972. He's very mysterious. He was the son of a North American father and a Venezuelan mom. He landed in Madrid, Spain in the early 1970s, and he spent most of his time playing music and manufacturing leather belts and other stuff that he later sold at a flea market. He somehow got in touch with a famous producer, Alain Milhaud, who was really impressed with his work and offered him a deal for recording. And then Bill recruited a lot of the top musicians in the Madrid area. He went into the studio and recorded Maravillosa Gente, which is Beautiful People. The album didn't sell a whole lot of copies, and Bill faded into obscurity, unfortunately. We're going to hear four tracks from this album. Beautiful People by Bill Quick.
You know what? light in my eyes. Take the first thought in my mind for you, my Lord. That I may use these thoughts your way and be closer every day to you, my Lord. Help me make a stand against the worldly things I see. Open out a way within me and let my true self be. Let us see that the best is yet to be. Show us the reality of you, my Lord. Guide us, please, to the kingdom of your love, and unite us all in one with you, my Lord. Help us find a stand against the worldly things we see. Open out a way within us, let our true selves be.
time came for you to choose between a thing to gain or a thing to lose. It's just a sign of our times if you can't make up your mind. It's time to start believing in somebody.
Four songs from the Beautiful People LP by Bill Quick, which was released in 1972. Going backwards, we heard Somebody, Only the Weather, With You, Lord, and Take Me Away. And I'll be featuring more of this album on the next edition of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. And we are exploring the last century of recorded music on 78s, reel-to-reels, cassettes, LPs, and yes, even compact discs. So, go figure. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at FMOE, as in Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, at colby-sawyer.edu. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu. And you can check out our threadbare blog over at radiothriftshop.blogspot.com. I've got some music now from a phenomenal little book which was released by Ellipsis Arts. It's called Gravichords, Whirlies, and Pyrophones, written and produced by Bart Hopkin with a foreword by Tom Waits. It's a book about unusual musical instruments, and it's well worth seeking out. We're going to hear a few tracks from the accompanying CD. We're going to start off with Robert Grahl and a song called Piccadilly. Then we're going to hear Ward Hartenstein and the Eastman Percussion Ensemble with a tune called Clay Cushion. And we're going to finish off the set with the amazing Clara Rockmore playing Saint-Saëns' The Swan on theremin. Thank you. Welcome to a one-minute scene review, where the freedom of speech meets the freedom of print. P5's Aloha from Hawaii is a half-size zine that is partly about the history and culture of Polynesia, and partly about coconuts. In a few brief pages, P5 goes from considering what we need to learn from indigenous cultures to how to make coconut pie crust. There's a lot of cool information in Aloha from Hawaii, and even a few thrift score music reviews. According to P5, Aloha means having love, patience, presence, kindness, and mindfulness in everything we do. I'll say Aloha to that. You can write to P5 at HCOI-1030, Kauanakaki, Hawaii, 96748. The amazing Eddie Hazel with one of the best song poems or poems in song that I can think of, California Dreamin'. Before that, the George Baker selection with That Little Green Bag. And this is DJ Frederick. You are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we're skipping through the 20th century and exploring all kinds of genres. I've unfortunately got another obituary this week. Composer, arranger Pete Rugolo has died. He came to prominence as the chief arranger for Stan Kenton's post-World War II band, and he later wrote the themes from The Fugitive and Run for Your Life. He was 95 years old. So in tribute to Pete Rugolo, we're going to hear a version of The Quiet Village. Thanks for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.